Fighters, it's time for the Thursday Q&A episode here on the Contractor Fight Podcast. We take your questions and we answer them here on the show. Send your questions to help@thecontractorfight.com with the subject line podcast to get your questions in front of us. Tom and I will pick the questions that are the most relevant to the people here in the fight. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Contractor Fight Q&A podcast. I'm Tom. I'm with Dan. Dan, I kind of got the intro right. How are you doing?
Yeah, very well this time. I'm doing great, Tom. Thanks.
Very well this time, huh? There you go.
Perfect. Good job this time.
All right. So I was just going to tell a really dirty joke, but I decided not to. Anyway. Okay. If you have a little kid in the room, just get away. But here we go. All right. There's a question coming in here. All right. So, Dan, actually, I can't ask you. You already know the answer. Let me ask the group here. You know, they say if it's this hard to decide if you should do something, you probably shouldn't do it. You know, but I'm going to do it anyway. So let me ask those that are live right now, the chat box, if you had a 10-inch penis sticking out of your forehead, how much of it would you be able to see? If you had a 10-inch penile gland sticking out of your forehead, see, how much of it would you be able to see?
Fuck you, Tom.
I don't know who that is, but thank you. Mike Max is 3. No, you wouldn't be able to see any, guys. Your balls would be in your eyes. All right, there we go. That's enough. So, Crystal said you'd be cross-eyed all day. No, your testes would be in your eyes. Okay, enough of that. All right, Edward asked a question. What do I do after I get the motive? My customer's motive is that he's building a lake house to leave his children after he passes. What do I say after I get this info? How do I connect? Sounds like you are connecting if you're getting that, number one.
Yeah. The motive isn't about you connecting with the person so much as them connecting with their motive. And just letting them marinate in their pain and or pleasure that is a good drive to sale.
Yeah, like, you know, if Edward, if you just get like, yeah, I want to build this lake house to leave my children after I pass. Like, if it's a matter of fact thing, be like, man, that's a really nice thing to do. So tell me, how are you hoping they're going to want to use this place? And then he'll share with you. And, you know, hey, if I could wave a magic wand over this whole process and it were to go perfectly, what would it look like? You know, let's pretend we're on the other end of designing and building this thing and you're standing there with all your kids. What's that feel like? Like, this is all like digging deeper, you guys, peeling things back. So Edward, this is not a scripted thing. Like, we don't teach scripts, and I'm not saying Edward thinks we do, but I'm just saying, like, when people are like, when they say this, what do I say? Like, guys, there's context to conversations. There's a spirit to the conversation. There's, you know, a dynamic that we don't know because I'm not in that conversation. I would just encourage Edward to spend more time in the motive going deeper than you think you need to.
Yeah. Deeper vertically, not wider. Yes. A bunch of questions. There's like 3 questions to get to the real answer of any question anyway.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, like, you know, hey customer, what would happen if you weren't able to do this for your kids? Like, flip
pretty
it.
Terrible. House has been in my family for 75 years.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had this lot for X amount of years in my family. Nobody's ever built anything on it. You know, and every generation says they're going to build something. And I don't want to be the one that lets that down. Well, now you got some emotion. And like, yeah. Sonny, one of our coaches is in here, guys. If you don't know Sonny, he just weighed in. What does it look like when your family is using the lake house? Like, get them to paint a picture. Things like a lake house or water features or outdoor kitchens, you guys, are beautiful types of projects to get people to really paint a picture for you. You know, what's Tim's line? Help me see what you see, you know, or whatever he says.
Yeah. It's, help me see what you see. And Derek uses, you know, what do you want me to know? Just like, seems like a stupid question. It's like, you just shut up and then they'll fill the void with what they want you to know.
There you go. So somebody in our Contractor Sales Pro group, somebody named Brady, give you guys some context here. Brady, if you see this, this is a total slam dunk. This is one of the easiest things you're ever going to be able to do in the sales process. Okay. Da, 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 da. Over the past two decades, he's got family and has custom home building company. They have gone from 10 million plus in sales down to under 2 million. This happened because grandpa stepped back, blah, blah, blah. Now we're struggled to keep the company going. We need better ways to give rough estimates on price per square foot. We also need ways to make our busy years show for something, along with getting more jobs, social media presence, blah, 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 blah. All right. I want to address the slam dunk here of the rough estimates, Dan. Do you want to be the customer or do you want to be the contractor?
I'll be the customer.
All right. Ring, ring. Tom's Homes.
Hey, Tom. My name is Dan. I want to talk to you about building a home.
Well, I appreciate you reaching out, Dan. If you don't mind, how'd you find us?
I saw your truck at a streetlight yesterday.
I knew those things worked. You know, I had a coach many years ago. He said, you got to wrap your vehicles. And I tell you, it's been one of the best things we've ever done. But, and I appreciate you letting us know, because I always want to know where people see us. But so how are you hoping I can help you today?
Well, we have some plans that for building a house, our dream house, and we're just trying to find the right guy to do it for us.
Gotcha. So do you have a couple minutes where I can just ask a couple questions of you real quick and just see if I can even help you with what you're looking for?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. Appreciate that. So when you say dream house, like paint a little picture here for me, like help me see what you see a little bit.
We've got we're growing family. So we got two kids right now, hoping to get a third. So we're looking for four bedrooms so that we have a guest room. Mm-hmm. Master, a big family room, and then kind of goes into an eat-in kitchen.
Okay. Have you thought? I'm sorry.
It's a big Italian family.
So, in the spirit of I should never make an assumption, can I assume that you do a lot of cooking in your big Italian family? Is that a thing that happens a lot?
People in my household do a lot of cooking. Yes.
Okay, so not you per se. Okay, yeah, we do a lot of cooking here too. So. Sounds like that big eat-in kitchen is going to be need to be pretty big.
Yeah, it's like cafeteria style, moving lots of bodies through it on the holidays.
Gotcha. How long you been looking to build this home?
About 5 years. We outgrew our last house about 5 years ago, and just been trying to find the right piece of land to do it and everything else.
Okay. Do you feel you have that piece of land now?
I do.
Okay. Right now. So you got the land, you own the land, you just need the house and got to figure out. Okay. So what is it that, I'm sure you're talking to a lot of people about this because it's your dream home. You want to get it right. Like what's something that you hope somebody really nails for you that could be easily overlooked?
Yeah, I don't want to bullshit my life, Tom, busy guy. And so I just want somebody that can take our vision and implement it for us.
Gotcha. Do you have drawings yet, or do you need to work with a designer and an architect?
We've got drawings, everything ready to go. My brother's an architect across the country, and so we should be good on that front.
Good deal. So Dan, just if you have drawings, just if you don't mind me asking, what's the square footage of the house that you're looking to build?
3,600.
All right, so 3,600. And is this the type of project, like 3,600, you can do a lot of things with? You could do, you know, a big empty box at 3,600, or you could do a lot of cool bells and whistles inside at 3,600. Are we building you like a million point two home, or are we designing and building a, you know, $600,000 to $700,000 home? Which of those conversations do you think we should have?
We're probably in the middle. We're probably like, I'm hoping to keep around 900,000 to 1,000,000 on the high end.
Okay. So guys, I'm going to tap out here because we got some other questions here, but I just wanted to show you like, real quick feedback on myself, guys. I didn't go long enough in the motive, just so you know. I cut it shorter because of what we have going on here, because Dan has a hard stop in a few minutes and I want to hit a couple other questions here. But I hope what you heard is I spent a little time in the motive, and then I basically painted a couple different pictures here, you guys, and then I threw some bracketing numbers up there, and then I just shut my mouth and Dan told me his budget. Okay. And there's a lot more to this, but I think it was it Brad in the group? Yeah, Brady, who asked this question, like, I need a better way to give rough estimates on the phone with people. This is how you do it. And you guys, if somebody calls you up and I don't care if it's a deck, and they just go, yeah, I want to get some bids on a deck. What does a deck cost? You know, like sometimes you get those customers, Dan, that are super aggressive and in your face and assertive, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's just like, well, Dan, I could build you a $150,000-$200,000 deck, or I could build you a $50,000 or $60,000 deck. Which deck do you want?
Yeah.
Like, just throw them out there. Okay.
Go to a dealership. I'm walking, like, I'm looking for an F-150, looking for a Raptor, you're looking for an XL. It's like,
yep.
What conversation are we having?
That's right. Fighters, if you want to make more money, it all starts with raising your gross profit. You could sell millions, but if you ain't keeping enough of the money, you're screwed. That's why we have our 50% bidding sheet for you. If you head to thecontractorfight.com/50, we'll show you how to bid your projects at a 50% gross profit so that you're not undercharging for the high value work that you bring. So if you want to make more money, go to thecontractorfight.com/50. John on YouTube. Hey, I'm a brand new sales rep for a big building company. I've only ever built the buildings before. Where do I start networking and how do I manage my time most efficiently to get leads and sales? Thanks. I love this question because this is an activity focused question, John, and I appreciate you asking this. Most salespeople don't ask questions around how they should be spending their time efficiently. And so it sounds like you got to generate some of your own leads and sales. So I would start with a list of who are my influencers, who are people that are in front of my ideal client every day, architects, designers, realtors, home inspectors. I mean, there's a million different possibilities, and start building relationships with those people. I think if your company has a past customer list or an old leads list, you can, you know, shoot some personal videos there going, hey, Dan, it's Tom with ABC Buildings. I noticed that you had a conversation with Sam, the guy before me, and you never did anything. I was just curious if you ever built a building or did the thing or whatever it is. You know, I think it's social media is huge, John. Like, I don't know what hopefully your company isn't all puckered up about things you could do on social media. But if I were a sales rep, like Dan, you brought up like shopping for an F-150 or a Raptor and shit just a minute ago. Like, if I don't care what sales job I was in, if I was hired as a car sales guy, selling buildings, real estate, whatever, you guys, if I'm in the lot, I'm making 20 to 30 videos a day on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn and shit like that, where I'm going up, hey, it's Tom with ABC Motors. Check this out. We just got this new, you know, BMW in. It's a 2018. It's super clean. What I like about this car is blah, blah. And I'm just doing that. I'm like, hey, if you know anyone who's looking for a Beamer, you know, have them DM me and have a conversation. You guys have a great day. And then the next 20 minutes, I'm going to pop back on. I'm going to like be like, hey, a lot of people wonder, you know, how do you guys get a car ready when somebody buys it? So I'm going to bring you guys behind the scene here and show you, you know, here's Sam and Joe and they're detailing the thing. And this guy's going to clean it. And this guy's doing the inspection. Like, I'm going to educate people. Guys, that's what I would do. So John, whatever that means to you and your industry, I would be doing that like crazy. Anything you want to add to that, Dan?
You pretty much covered it. Just show the value you can bring to your target market.
There you go.
And people to deal with them.
Okay. Dan, we got time for one more, and there's a few in there. You go ahead and pick it.
Let's just jump on Edward on the how do you know when you're connected after getting the motive? I know it's time to talk about money.
All right. What's your thoughts?
My thoughts on that is, I mean, to me, it's like you, when you finally, and we always debate this, Tom, right? Like we see in some of the groups where people don't know when to stop the motive. You can go early on, people don't go deep enough in it, and they just kind of skim across and ask a bunch of random ass questions. And they don't really get to the answer. And then the flip side is we see people sell past yes, where they have a green light, somebody's ready to throw money at them, and they just keep digging deeper and deeper into shit. So
yeah,
to me, it's hard to give Edward like a hard answer, but to me, it's just like when you've got enough information to overcome whatever objections are going to get thrown back at you, because that's to use their motive to overturn objections, and you've got clarity on how you can help them and what they're looking for. And then enough of an idea to actually talk price in an intelligent way and give them a bracket that's functional, not between $10,000 and $1 million. Like we're between $35,000 and $42,000, Tom. You know, it's something that's actionable. So that's my motive.
Yeah, Edward, I would just say, like, when you think you have it, repeat it back. Hey, Dan, yes. What I'm hearing is this is super important to you about the lake house, like we were talking earlier, right? That one. You know, like you want to build this thing. It's been your family for X amount of years. The most important thing to you is this. I asked you one of the things that you hope people don't overlook, and that's the fact that you're just busy and you want things done. Blah, like, show that you were paying attention, repeat it back. You know, that's why I take notes when you have these conversations, guys. Don't do this while you're driving down the road, because you'll fuck it up. All right. You won't be all dialed into the moment. Okay. This is showtime, by the way. Anytime you're on the phone with a prospect or in front of a prospect, it's showtime, no distractions. So then, Edward, I would just go, I would repeat it back, and I go, Dan, did I get that right?
Actually, you did, Tom, but I forgot to tell you that we need a handicap accessible dock to get it onto the lake. Like gotcha. You said, the recap is perfect, because it just, the motive to me is like, you drag, people don't think shit through generally. Mm-hmm. And by making them just talk through it, they start thinking of things they want. Then you do the recap, and you kind of verbalize it again. And then inevitably something else comes up. Almost yep. always. Another couple points. And the conversation can light up again at that point. So mm-hmm. the recap is key.
And guys, you could set the recap up with a little more, I don't know what I'm looking for, but it could be like, hey, Dan, I know this home is super important to you and your family, and I just want to make sure I get this right. Did I miss anything? Like, tell them, you know, that this is important, blah, blah, blah. And then when they go like, yeah, the handicap thing or whatever, and then you go, is there anything else? And they go, no, I think you nailed it. Then I transition, Edward. Then I would go, well, listen, I think I have enough to kind of talk some broad strokes of money here. Are you cool if we talk about money? And I always ask permission to do that. So,
yeah, let them opt in.
There you go. Cool. All right. Well, Dan's got to go. He's got open coaching over in Battleground. And then we got some things going on. So guys, I don't have a link yet, but I want to tell you, be on the lookout. I'll come back and do another live here this week and stuff, and we'll post it in the groups. And I know it'll go out to our email list. So if you're not on the email list, go to thecontractorfight.com, and wherever it says sign up or shit, sign up and you'll be on the list. And we are doing Monday night, the 18th of July. If you guys, some of you OGs, remember our fight nights from back in the day, we're going to do basically a fight night again. We're not calling it that. It's a sales training workshop that we're doing. And here's what's unique about it, you guys. We're going to be on a Zoom call. We're going to all come together. And then a few minutes into the call, after some ground rules and some shit like that, we're going to hit a button and we're going to disperse you all into one of four different unique, smaller group role play rooms. And we're going to be role playing the motive in our sales pre-qualification process, the Shinfu. We're going to show you how the motive works. Okay. So you, your salespeople, your sales team, things like that, your gatekeeper who answers the phone, whatever, this is going to be a great training. And we're going to test out these rooms and some things like that to make it more specific. So more people get help, more people can raise their hand and say, yeah, I want to role play. I have specific questions about my industry. I think this first one, Dan, we have four rooms. Guys, we can't cover every little thing. So we kind of had to, this first time around, we had to just kind of go broad strokes. So one is like GCs, remodelers. Another is finishing contractors, like painters, drywallers, flooring guys. And then the third room, I think, is outdoor living. And then the fourth is what we're just calling other. Okay, for this, Jake, it'll be
7 o'clock Eastern.
Seven Eastern. Yeah, five my time. 7 Eastern. So be on the, and there's not recordings and replays available, guys. Okay, so you got to be there live. Sorry. Unless we figured it out. I don't think we, as of this morning, we hadn't figured out how to individually record every room, but if there's a way, we will, but probably not. There, I'm setting the table for massive disappointment. There you go. So guys, be on the lookout for that. I think we're going to call these role play nights. The plan is, if it's received well, guys, we're going to do more of them. I think we're going to call it the Coliseum. Like, you get into the Coliseum and you battle it out and you get better. Because like I said earlier, guys, sales is game time. And if you are not fucking practicing for game time, you don't deserve to win. Okay, I'm telling you right now. You might accidentally beat a shitty team now and then, but you ain't going to win any championships and build a legacy and a dynasty and all those E-words, okay, without massively practicing and succeeding on purpose. I promise you, every single person watching this right now or listening to this, I promise you, you are nowhere close to your sales potential. I don't care if you've been in our program for 5 years, you're still not close to your potential. All right. Yep. And guys, sales is a perishable skill. It goes away. You don't use it, you lose it. Okay. All right. So it's like a golf swing, shooting at the range, you know, and any other things that you don't use. With that, cool, Dan, go coach your ass off. Have fun. Oh, no, we're open coaching. Guys, appreciate you being here. Share this podcast with another contractor. Give us a rating. Give us a review. Please do that. Give us a rating and review. It helps more contractors find out how to run a better business, which helps all of you. Okay. So with that, Dan.
Talk to you later, Tom.
Hasta luego, Cuervo. See ya. Hey, fighters, hopefully you got some value today from the Q&A episode and that you learned something that you can apply in your business. If you have a question, send an email to help@thecontractorfight.com and in the subject line, put the word podcast and we will get that question. We'll answer it on air for you. And also, don't forget to share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes, wherever you listen to this. Super appreciate you hanging out with us here today. You guys rock. We got to roll. We're out.